What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. You might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This shallow, you pretty girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets out the buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie? It's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Do you want to talk about the men really quickly for 5 minutes? We're gonna do a show with Matt where we talk more about the men.
I think
we
need to address him more than 5 minutes because he's not. We're not doing a show this week.
Well, I mean, next week we're gonna talk about it.
I mean, half our team entered the portal. We should probably talk about it.
Kane's Cat Seats want to know how does Nwoko have 20 offers out of the portal?
They're not really great ones, to be honest. There's no like big.
Well, you just look at his size and the potential in it. That's it.
Well, anyway, but let's talk through this. So there were several Canes that entered the portal, obviously.
Four,
and there's a fifth one that has told coach that is yet to reveal itself. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll start with the ones that we expected, which were Christian Watson, AJ Casey. I guess Melissa, any surprises?
I'm not surprised. I think we talked about it before the season that we expected a jump in their play. They obviously fell out of the rotation and kind of fell back into it because of injuries. We were kind of hype on AJ over the summer when he played in Europe and we saw some of his stats, but they weren't going to get time here next season. I think it's best that both of them do transfer and try to fit into another system, get more playing time. It just didn't work out. It's not surprising at all. I don't know what you think about it, but.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think those are the two we were kind of most sure we're going to transfer. So
I don't think we questioned it.
Yeah, and Pat Bev, really? We're going to call Bensley that now.
Honestly, Nwoko is a surprise.
Let's do Bensley.
Bensley, I'm not surprised. I think, did I say on the show I was 50-50, but I think he leaves?
I think so. Something like that.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by Benzel. I think I said I wouldn't be shocked if he stayed, but I wouldn't be shocked if he goes. And it's, I think it's because he could easily fit into that six man role again, but I think he wants to go somewhere where he can start. He's been very solid for us off the bench, but having him and Nigel in the backcourt just didn't work together. And if Nigel stays in with Jahlil coming in, there was no way he was getting a starting spot on this team. So I'm not surprised by it. I think out of the four, Ben's leaving hurts the most just because of his what he did for the program while he was here. Nwokwo was a surprise for me. I thought he was going to stay because I thought he was going to continue to develop.
Well, I mean, just on Bensley. Listen, we're going to spend more than 5 minutes on this. Like, half the team transferred. And I don't know why you're trying to get through it in 2 minutes.
Dewan started laughing when he heard me call him Pat Bev.
Well, maybe we can suit Dewan up. Do you ever get that Year Village back? He didn't, did he? yeah, no. I mean, I think Bensley is... I think he was destined to be a backup next year, and I think our debate was kind of on whether or not he would accept that role or not. The answer was no, obviously. I expect him to kind of go back to the Northeast. I would say go to not a mid-major, but a mid-power program. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a Big East team, but not like the top of, not like he's not going to like Connecticut or something like that. It'll be more of a mid tier, you know, like maybe Providence. I don't think Georgetown, because Georgetown's terrible. I don't know why you want to go there, but you know, that kind of thing. Something in the Northeast probably for him. It's the one that was, I think he was a player that was frankly most likely to contribute next year. And we're going to get to Nwokwo in a second because there's...
No, he definitely would have been a contributor next year.
No, but I think I said most likely, so like more so than... I mean, he does have a lot of experience throwing passes to BC
I kind of relate it to sort of like how when we lost Harlan Beverly, like a really good role player that could give us some decent minutes. Although Bensley played a lot more than Beverly did.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was a starter most this year. But I mean, look, this is part of, we actually, I think this was on the show that Matt and I did after the BC game, which you were working. So then we did another show the next night. We did talk about, hey, like, you know, some of these guys are going to be in the portal that you're like, oh, they should probably come. They're going to be in the portal because there's opportunities out there. There's people in their ear. And when you have a season as bad as the one we just had, a lot of people are just going to leave because they're like, I'm not doing that again. And, you know, Coach L did talk about Sam Wardenburg coming back from his sixth year and
saying he didn't want to leave
the program. Leave the program in the state it was in. And obviously they ended up in the Elite Eight. You know, a lot of, well, of course, it's a different situation because, you know, he had been here 5 years. So, like, he was more invested in the program than, you know, someone that just showed up in the last few months. But yeah, I mean, there's always going to be people, and this is not even a knock on them. That are going to look around and say, you know what, I'd rather just not be here, especially after you had a season that goes poorly as ours did. I mean, we lost 10 games in a row to end the season, and that's upsetting for us. I'm sure the players aren't having a great time and thinking, let's run it back. A lot of them are probably thinking, get me the hell out of here. And I think, you know, there's probably more to, there's definitely one name that has not dropped yet, but there's probably more that might end up doing that. Because again, when it goes this badly and then you have other teams reaching out to you and being like, hey, you could come over here, it starts to look, whether it's smart or not is a whole different thing.
Well, I mean, and then also, I mean, if you watch the Coach All presser, and Nate alluded to this in the chat, people leaving after their freshman year because they don't think they get enough minutes and not wanting to stick around and develop like an Isaiah Wong did. And I think that was related to Nwokwo leaving. I think all of that was centered around him deciding to enter the transfer portal.
Yeah, and that was definitely who he was talking about when he was talking about, unless something like one of the fifth guy he talked to was like Joe Bay or something. But because that's another player that's clearly
developed. That Twitter conversation was
fun. I mean, listen, we don't need to go through that, but I I do not agree that he has IQ basket very high. I think when you look at the two developmental projects on the team, they are Jobe and Nwoko, and we don't have the fifth player. So if Jobe is also in the portal, that would be someone that clearly needs development. But yeah, I mean, but this is the way I will say, like, I understand his frustration from a coaching standpoint. You know, we as Nate said, we've had luck in the portal. We're taking advantage of the system as much, more so than it's hurting us. So, I mean, you can't be vultures and picking up all these portal kids to build your team out and then, you know, complain when you have kids entering. It's like, that's the game we're playing, right? And that's the way the game is. So, I mean, where are we with that? If you look at the transfers, right? Off the last, we forget how different the Elite Eight team was from the Final Four team.
Yeah.
It's radically different.
Very different.
Yeah, and that was into, like
and there's a lot of portal.
Right, it was McGusty, Miller, Charlie Moore.
Yeah.
McGusty and were all transfers.
Yeah.
Core of that team, McGusty and Miller, McGusty and Moore leave. We go to the transfer, get Nigel and go to the portal, get Nigel and Norchad. I mean, I'm sorry, I cannot.
So let's just, so
if Nwoko goes, he goes. I mean, this is the game we're playing.
So we kind of spoke on Jobe. We don't know what he's going to do, but you're still looking at our other five starters, basically.
Right. I've
still
got
Norchad, Cleveland, Keyshawn, Wuga, and Nigel. All of these players have eligibility left. Yeah. So we've had Bensley was a starter and then not a starter, but whatever. So we've kind of addressed the bench. Jobe, I don't want to say it's irrelevant. If he stays, he's going to continue to develop. I think he's really raw and he could develop into something. So I hope he stays, but it's here nor there.
We still have
our five starters that we still need to figure out what's going to happen with them.
That's going to be
a big thing.
That'll probably come out. And actually, Melissa, you and I might do a show if Matt can, if like one of the big names drops. But
yeah,
because I know Coach is talking to him. I wouldn't expect that just because. Mm-hmm. So what we'll talk about in a second, but just let's close out the Nwoko discussion a little bit. So my assumption is that, that's the nature of the game, right? I mean, we're going to lose a freshman next year because Jaleel's going to go in the top five of the draft. So The hell are we talking about? Like, I mean, that's part of the game. One and dones have been done all the time. So you recruit Nwoko, right? And he's supposed to be the backup center, and he knows that. Now, everyone assumed this team would be, again, we've been over this before, but it wasn't just us that thought this team was gonna be really good this year. It was everyone nationally. Again, we were ranked seventh going into that Kentucky game. So in Nwoko's head, he's probably thinking, I sit behind Norchad this year, and next year it's my job. I'm the starter. By the way, you can hear all that, Melissa. It's okay.
Can't ignore mom.
And Nate's right, and that's what I was getting at. But also, like, if you think about, like, why is, like, Nwoko so different? Because the season was terrible. That's one, right? It didn't work out well at all. Two, he's probably – I mean, there's probably a decent chance, we're going to talk about them in a minute, that Norchad comes back, which case he's once again relegated. Look, Norchad's on this team. 35 minutes a game. That's his. So then what do you do? Like, who? So that's probably playing into a little bit where coming into this year, we were thinking this is Nigel and Norchad's last ride with this team. We're going to be really good regardless of how it ends. You know, they're going to be in the tournament. That'll be the end of it. We're going to get back to the Final Four? Probably not, although we were, again, ranked seventh at one point early in the season. So we were sniffing around it. You know, if we lose in the regional finals or whatever, they'll probably walk out as two of the more successful players in the program's history. And instead, it was a complete opposite. By the end of the year, we're the worst team in the conference, one of the worst teams in the country. Couldn't beat anyone, literally. And now, you know, I think, you know, Nigel and Norchad are thinking about, hey, maybe I don't want to go out that way. And all of a sudden, they're taking someone else's minutes. And certainly if Norchad comes back, it's going to take Nwoko's minutes. And so I think that changed things. The other thing is Nwoko has size, he has athleticism, and he has no understanding of how to play basketball. And I think, you know, it's easier to come in from an outside perspective and tell him as a school that is poaching. Again, everyone knows we had one of the worst seasons we've had in recent memory. They know the portal's there. They know our players are looking around. They come to them and say, hey, you know, you could start here from day one. We're going to get your touches. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And as the team being poached from, two things happen. One is you can't really go to them and do that because, like, why haven't I been doing that before? I'm already on your team. How come I wasn't getting my touches? The second thing is you almost know too much. They know his limitations. They've been coaching him for a year. They're not going to, like, all of a sudden be like, oh, yeah, we're going to run the offense through you. Like, and so.
But he couldn't prove that he could.
Right. No, I understand that. And this is why a lot, this is not a Miami problem. This is actually just a fact of life and business. When you have control of something, you know it for better or worse. Like, we know all of what Nwoko can do and what he can't do. We know where he needs to develop. Other schools coming in, blank slate. Oh no, you don't need to sit on the bench and develop. You can start right now, do all this stuff to get him into the program. Then they start coaching him and they realize he doesn't know how to play post defense, which we saw, right, time and again. So I mean, so again, there's things that a poaching team has an advantage on. Mm-hmm. And that's how everything works, right? That's how business works too. Like, you come in there, if you don't, sometimes you know too much, and we know too much here. And, you know, again, we've had success poaching kids off of other teams doing
stuff. I will say, like, if you go back and look at videos from before the season, I thought Nwokwe was going to have meaningful minutes. His tape from high school, he looked really good. But the high school game doesn't always translate to college. He looked lost in a lot of games. I know he had a few flashes and dunks and whatever, but he needs more development. If he doesn't want to do it here, he's going to do it somewhere else. If he plays like he did here, he's not going to start at another school. He needs more development.
Right, but they'll tell him he will. Whereas we're not going to
bullshit.
Yeah, but we can't. You can't BS someone that's already in your program.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, but I'm just pointing out why he's in the transfer portal.
Well, he's
not like it's not like we have this top five guy that's like leaving. He's a work in progress.
He has everyone after him, including us. Who are we talking about?
Like Nwoko? I have no idea.
You must be talking about. I mean, I would say Norchad, but Norchad's only been here 2 years. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I am confused, but
I think he's talking about Nwoko. I have no idea.
A transfer. What transfer?
Oh, the
Drexel guy. Why don't you mention the name, like, first before just like out of context?
I was like, who are you talking about? Is that like the Williams kid or something?
Yeah, that's the kid that Matt proctored. Yeah, no, absolutely not. You can't, and this is, again, you know, he's gonna, we were talking about this in the chat, like, I mean, he's nothing different than Favor Air, right? He's a tall player on a team that didn't have tall players, so he got minutes he probably shouldn't have. And Favor Air, if you didn't know, this was in the portal again from Penn State, who sold him the dream of you're going to start in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's what's happening here. But also, I will say, in relation to you and Matt, I think I was much lower on Nwoko the whole year. I get that there's size and athleticism. I don't think that's a reason to be on the court. And, he's in the portal again because he got duped into thinking he didn't need to develop and he was ready to play and he didn't play because they got him on campus and saw him playing like you need to develop.
Also, I would like to mention, and I keep, for whatever reason, keep getting into this discussion on Twitter about how come Nwoko didn't get more minutes earlier. I want to know what people saw in his game, in the minutes that he played, that earned him more minutes. What earned him more minutes is just because he's tall and Norchad was in foul trouble or injured and AJ Casey couldn't handle the five because he's really a three or a four. That's why he ended up playing more down the stretch. But he wasn't ready. He's not ready.
Right.
So I don't know why I have to keep having this discussion Nwoko should have played more because he's bigger. Just because you're 6'10 doesn't mean you can play in the NBA. No,
his skill, as far as this year was concerned, was being the only tall backup.
Yeah. But that doesn't earn you minutes. He, like, literally, that's why, though.
Right. And I'll do you one further. That BC game at the tournament, like, this team was on dad's door anyway. But that – that 16 minutes Nwoko played in the last game of the ACC tournament game was one of the worst coaching decisions I've seen Coach Hall make. He was so awful. He didn't even grab a rebound until like the last minute of that stretch. Didn't commit a foul.
Wasn't there a game where he was in for 5 minutes and had three fouls?
I mean, he did that as well. But at least if you have fouls, you're doing something. Like, he did nothing on the court. And this is, again, he played 16 minutes in that game. And so there's a lot of development needed. Mm-hmm. I think what ends up happening is people look at our team, and obviously we're undersized. We have a way that we play. We've had a lot of success with that style. Didn't work this year, but they immediately go like, well, we need all the tall guys we can get. Dude, Nwoko can't play.
I haven't plugged my computer in a while. So.
I mean, I'm sorry. Nwoko is not an ACC caliber center right now. Maybe in another year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to wait around for it. That's fine. He can go somewhere else. But, I mean, if you honestly think that there was some kind of magical player on this team that was going to come in and like, oh, this guy should have been playing, that guy should have. Look, we've certainly talked about rotation on this show. But, like, no, Nwoko there was no reason for him to be on the floor other than foul trouble or injury. Like, he was decidedly worse than the starters, and he has no offensive game. He cannot play post defense. He's just tall.
Yep. And this is why all these people who casually watch the team and say, oh, well, we need more height. Why isn't this 6'10 freshman playing? There's more to it than just being tall. Like, it's so hard to explain to these people who just see it one way. And because we're losing, they're like, well, why aren't we fixing this? Because we're a better team when Norchad's on the floor, point blank. There was no depth behind him.
And we will be a better team when he's on the floor, if he's back next year too, which is just another reason that Nwoko is not. Yeah, no, exactly. Can't even be tall correctly. And I think, I mean, we were at that North Carolina game, actually. Melissa and I were the home game where we, you know, made it close at the
end. Where Norchad made Bacot his bitch.
Well, he did, except if you look at how the second half started, Norchad, I think, got into foul trouble, whatever. Nwoko came in, and then whatever Norchad did to Bacot doubled it up on Nwoko. It was bad, bad. Like, he did not know how to defend. He couldn't stand next to him, even just stand there. Like, Bacot just destroyed him, and that's actually when they built the lead out, which the Canes ended up making a furious comeback and lane violation at the end. I like
Nate's reference.
Right, and again, it's I think there's a distinction. Like, Nwoko is athletic. He's tall. He does not know how to play basketball. He does not know. He gets lost on defense a lot.
I think when he was in high school, he just relies on his size to get to what he was trying to do, and you can't necessarily overpower people in the ACC like that. It's just not going to work.
Well, forget overpowering. It's like, he doesn't even have post moves. He doesn't have a jumper. So he can't like step out and hit the mid range. He can't post defend. He doesn't rotate correctly on defense, period. Like, what a game are people watching where they're like, oh yeah, this guy's ready. Now, if we spent time developing him, you mentioned Jakiri. I'd say Jakiri was better than him from day one. I would say a good comparison would be maybe Abuka Zundu, who was very raw and kind of didn't know how to play his freshman year. And by his senior year, was a really good ACC center. But it took him the entirety of playing behind Jakiri first, but also just like to develop to, okay, this guy knows how to play basketball now. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, like, unfortunately, again, that's the loyal.
Well, Jakiri was also aided in the fact of the people that he had around him his freshman year too.
Right, right. I mean,
there was no rush for Jakiri.
Right, no, that's for sure. But there was no rush for Zundu either, because we had Jakiri in front of him. But I think, you know, by his senior year, not only was he starting, he was one of the better centers in the ACC. Unfortunately, you know, that's the team that got Loyola'd. But like that is what Nwoko, if he put the work in and took the time to develop, could have potentially gotten to that. But, you know, again, if you're diving into the portal, was he ever going to put the work in?
No. We're not surprised. Kathy,
I'll do you one better.
Virginia's
baseball team scored more runs than Virginia's basketball team scored points in the first half.
I mean, we shouldn't talk because we didn't play great against them. But I said we weren't a good team either, but Virginia was not very good.
Yeah. Well, So Nwoko needs a lot of development, and you know, if he wants to go in the portal, he's not going to be missed. I'm sorry, people. Like, the reality is we're not going to – the vast majority of players that transfer out of here, we'd never see them again. And I don't know that this is going to be really, really any different when you look at all the other – like, I mean, if he goes to a smaller school and drops down a level, you know, maybe – We've seen some success with that. I mean, Harlan Beverly had a really good, solid year, but he was good here too. So it's a little different. Like, Anthony Walker didn't do much in Indiana. You know, these what's his face? God, I forgot his name. Who was the Mats guy? Jovanovic.
He started at Louisville for a bit because of injuries, but again, yeah, Louisville was the only team that was worse than us record-wise.
And by the end of the year, he wasn't getting any minutes on that team. Yeah. So again, the grass is not always greener. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, if you're developing and if you think there's a good opportunity at the school you're at, you don't leave it. So I think
I will say there was a lot of speculation that when Nwoko transferred, that it was a good sign that Norchad's coming back. I don't know how true that is, but that's what people are choosing to believe, and I'm all for hope, but don't tease me.
Well, I think, you know, when we talk about, so I know you want to talk about this earlier, let's talk about, so someone has already told Coach L they're leaving out of these guys that are still on the team. So
he said five people are either entering the portal or going to the NBA draft.
Yeah, well, it's told them they're leaving, and frankly, we don't care where they go at that point. So
we already know four.
Right, and so the remaining people are Jobe.
And our starting five.
Well, let's start.
And Ja'Kai. Jobe, Ja'Kai, and our starting five.
Yeah. And obviously, we don't think Ja'Kai is transferring. And I guess the reason being, we actually thought for sure he was transferring before this season. He actually did play some this year because of injuries. I mean, if everyone gets injured again, he might play next year. Otherwise, there's really not a...
A free University of Miami?
Well, I think that's the thing. He's the opposite of like kind of what Coach L was complaining about with some of the other players. He's putting in the work. He's willing to be depth. At least he was last year. We'll see if that's still the case because he did play some this year. Maybe he thinks he has a better chance of getting a transfer. But so there's him. We mentioned Jobe. He's still very well.
And then the starting five.
By the way, we signed Jobe like in the summer. Last year,
like a couple weeks before the European.
Yeah. So this is not like he was not like a high end recruit. I think he's one that if he doesn't realize he needs a couple of years of development, I don't know what to tell you because there's a reason that he was available that late.
Despite the Jobe burner on Twitter,
that's a whole other thing. But I think my assumption is he would know he's a developmental piece because. Again, he was sitting there in the summer not having been signed.
He wasn't supposed to get minutes this year.
Well, he wasn't. No, but again, yes, that's very true. But again, we're talking about into the summer.
Yeah, he wasn't signed yet.
He wasn't signed. He gets signed to an ACC team that won the conference the previous year. I think at that point, you know, your developmental project. And it's just a matter of, figuring out where I think those two will probably be back, which now you want to talk about the starters. Let's start with I still feel like Keyshawn's got to be going pro.
I think Wuga's gone.
I think so as well.
I think honestly I'm 50-50 on Keyshawn because of just random things that I'm hearing. I'm leaning towards more that he's gone, but some stuff that I'm hearing is giving me maybe a little hope, but I would lean more towards he's gone. Cleveland, I think, stays. I think Nigel stays. I think Norchad declares but ends up coming back. Huh. Nigel might do the same.
Interesting because
what?
This is Coach
are you
L.
Thinking or are you thinking?
No, I'm thinking Coach L. Said he does not expect people to put their name in the portals and pull them out like Norchad and Nigel did last year. And you just said you expected both of them to do that.
I just say that because I think he wants the evaluation.
Right, but Coach L said he doesn't expect that to happen.
So then I think he stays.
He just I would say for Norchad and Nigel, what are they going to do with that evaluation? There's no way it's any different. Maybe a little bit worse. I don't know.
I'm more confident that Nigel stays in Norchad, but I think Nigel will have an influence on Norchad because they're like best friends and roommates. And I don't know, there was that clip of, you know, they asked them at the end of the season and Nigel said this whole thing. And then Norchad was basically like, oh, to sum it up, it's great to be a Miami Hurricane. Like with that smile, like, I think he wants to be here. There was rumors that he's going to go into the portal. I first of all, that would break my heart if he played on another college team next year. It really would. But
it's the business we've chosen for ourselves.
I don't know. It's rough. I don't think either of them get drafted in the NBA draft.
No, so. I think.
So in my opinion, it's either you stay or you hit the portal.
Right. I don't think
unless you're really that sick of college.
I mean, you could make a living overseas, or if you don't go to the NBA. They both have NIL money, so you know they're making a living at Miami as well. To your point, it could be you're sick of college. I mean, you do play a lot more games in the G League or overseas than you ever do in college. Like they play constantly; it's not like twice a week crap that we do here. So you get more, and you don't have to worry about going to school and all that. They both have graduated, so it's not. You know, there are reasons to just go pro and, you know, enter that phase of your life. I don't know. I would be surprised if Nigel leaves. I recall that, like, Nigel Norchad in the press conference, but, you know, Nigel talked eloquently about, like, he's
doing. But also, Norchad's not as talkative. Like, I mean, maybe if you ask him in Spanish.
I should have gone.
Should we send?
It was here. I could have run over to the arena and be like, "Let me in. I'm gonna ask Norchad."
Should we send Norchad the clip of Jahlil talking about throwing oops to him? Maybe that'll convince him to stay.
Yes, he's gonna look at like 7-figure NIL deals and see a clip of Jahlil and be like, "Like, let's be real. There's a lot of money floating around too, which could be a factor."
I do think Nigel staying will have a big influence on Norchad.
I do. If I had to bet, I would bet they both are back. But you know, I would.
Where are you with Cleveland? Because I think we're both on like we think Keyshawn and Wugo leave. Where are you with?
Yeah, Cleveland? I think I wouldn't be surprised if Wugo wasn't one of the ones that might have been the fifth one.
Yeah. What about Cleveland?
I think he might go pro.
Really?
And I'm not saying NBA. I'm saying go pro.
I think he stays at this point. Get your degree.
I think he might be done with college.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't think he can't. I mean,
I think there's some untapped potential there.
No, I think so. But I also, look, again, you know, going back to the conversation we're having about guys are in the pool, like this whole season was a complete disaster. And while Norchad and Nigel and Wuga can draw on
the Final Four
better times, I mean, mm-hmm. Wuga was on the Elite Eight and Final Four teams. Just hopefully he doesn't remember how those seasons ended. You know, Matt, he played a big part both of those seasons. But, you know, Matthew Kane was on FSU. They were the worst team in the conference, or second worst last year. Then he comes here, and we're the worst. I mean, it's a lot of losing. I believe he cannot transfer again this year, so. Not sure though. I don't even know
what the transfer rules are.
I think they might have relaxed that rule because of like a lawsuit. So
yeah,
he might be able to transfer. But I mean, three schools in 3 years. You know, he's clearly talented. I just think he might be like, I'm just gonna go pro. I have a feeling that might be his. I don't think he's gonna transfer to a third school and let me try again. I think it's either he'll come back or go pro.
Well, so who left, obviously? Obviously, Keyshawn's been projected as an NBA pick, but
right.
I don't see anybody else. Maybe Wuga, late second round, maybe, that would get drafted?
I'm not even talking about getting drafted. I'm talking about going pro.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think any of them are going to be in the NBA besides Keyshawn.
No, but there's other ways to –
Yeah, no, but you play overseas. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it just depends on what they want. I don't see how you at least don't finish your degree, is just what I'm saying. But again, I'm not an athlete, so.
Well, you can also, Miami lets you come back and finish it for free later in life. So if that's actually important, you can think about that.
Just finish it and play another year of ball.
They're planning on playing several more years of ball, just not at school.
And also, I'm just going to say it, like, there was rumors about Norchad going into the portal. I just don't see it happening. He either puts his name in the draft or he stays. I don't see him going somewhere else. I really don't.
I don't know the financials, and you know, someone steps up with a huge amount of money.
I know, but the culture and everything down here, and
he's not going to be an NBA player though. If someone offers him seven figures to go play basketball in, I don't know, Kansas or Kentucky for a year.
Mm-hmm. Guess we'll see.
I mean, I don't think we're going to step up and match that.
He can only get NIL. Yeah, we know. We know Kane's got cheap.
Yes, and I just want to let you know, the boosters with billion-dollar pockets will fly their ass down to Nicaragua the same way that Johnny Ruiz did. That's not a hindrance for the price point we're talking about. It's not a $10,000 handshake. This is seven figures.
Yeah.
Right? They'll make the plane. Yeah, exactly. So it's not – that's not a thing. Like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. do we want to end with our Rushmore?
Yeah, so just real quick, let's recap. So we both have Nigel and Norchad. Here, I think we both also have we still both have Jopay and Ja'Kai.
Yeah.
So we both think we got four players, then Jahlil, Austin Schwartz, and Johnson Origo. I think I'm saying that right.
Origo.
So that's seven.
Cleveland and Keyshawn are question marks, and yeah, we think Yuga goes.
Yeah, so that is probably, let's average that out and say we're at eight.
Yeah.
So we need
four to five.
A couple of walk-ons. Yeah, well, we need, so I think that's the target in the portal, will be three to four players. Yeah, three to four, I think.
Yeah.
But again, I think, you know, people looking at our scholarship, and where we're short, every major program is short now because of the portal. You lose guys, it's too late to fill them, you're not going to take. In fact, Joe Bay was what we did with an extra scholarship spot.
Yeah.
This is worth a flyer, but a lot of times the guy's available that late, you're like, no, I'll just hold the scholarship. There's no point in be stuck with that guy for 4 years.
Yeah. Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Yeah, baby. Wear good socks.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.